You probably know a lot about what you're meant to do at the new moon, but do you know what you are not meant to do at the new moon? That's what we're talking about in this week's podcast. Welcome to the Mainly Moonology podcast. I'm your host, Yasmin Boland, an award-winning astrologer and the Sunday Times best-selling author of books including Moonology and creator of the Moonology Oracle Cards. My intention for this podcast is to help you understand how you can create your dream life using Mainly Moonology, the moon, as your guide. Hi, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm very excited this week because I've decided I'm going to kind of do things a little bit backwards. I'm very much about focusing on the positive, being a positive person, looking for the good in everything. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, for anyone who hears that and thinks, oh, spiritual bypassing alert. No, I don't spiritually bypass because actually at full moon, even though it's not a negative time, it's very much a time where I really, really focus on processing any negativity or any upsets or any emotions. And again, at dark moon, which is just before the new moon. So I do a lot of processing of negativity and upset, and I recommend that in moonology. But overall, I like to try and see the glass as half full. I like to try and focus on, you know, what's good and find things to be grateful for and so on. Anyway, so that is just a kind of very roundabout way of saying that this week we're talking about something that's kind of negative. It's about what not to do at the new moon. And for those of you who are still quite new, there are plenty of other episodes where you'll find information about what to do at the new moon. You can read my book Moonology, which has all about in there about what to do at the new moon, even my diary and so on. And I will also talk about that in the second half of the podcast today as well. So I made a list of the 10 things not to do at the new moon. And the first one is really about, it stems from the fact that whenever we get the sun and the moon in the same place, that's when we get the new moon, okay? It's when the sun and the moon are at the same degree of the zodiac. I know this word has been bandied around the internet a fair bit. It's kazemi, which is when we get one planet, or in this case, another luminary in the heart of the sun. So, you know, you can, if you like to work with kazemis, you can call it a moon sun kazemi. For me, it's all about a new start. In fact, not just for me, for most people who work with the new moon, it's about a new start. So this first one is avoid starting conflicts at the time of the new moon. Now, the reason for that is when we get the new moon, we effectively get a new cycle. In fact, if you are really into new moon astrology, which I very much am, you could actually cast a chart for the moment of the new moon, okay, and look at what's happening. So you would know that, say, for example, if Mars was squaring Pluto at the time of the new moon, then not only does that influence the flavor of the new moon, it's also going to influence the next month between now and the next new moon. So you really do want to avoid starting conflicts at the new moon, because it can then be sort of imprinted into the energy of that lunar month between that new moon and the new moon a month later. So avoid initiating arguments, confrontations, and remember that the new moon is a time for starting things that you actually want to continue. So unless you particularly want to continue an argument with someone, which I'm pretty sure most of us don't ever want to continue arguments with anyone, try to avoid being confrontational around the new moon. Think of it as, I don't know if you've ever heard some people say that, you know, whatever you're doing at midnight as we move from one year to the next, it's kind of a superstition, but, you know, that it will influence the year ahead, you know. So if you're having a big argument with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your mother or your brother or whoever, you know, then it will bring a year of conflict with that particular person. So it might be a little bit superstitious at New Year, but the new moon is a bit different because the new moon is like a timestamp of when a new cycle begins, and it takes in the sun and the moon, which are the two luminaries. And yeah, so just avoid conflicts around the new moon if you possibly can. And in fact, if you can think of the new moon as a time for restarting and for, you know, peace, trying to focus on peace at the new moon, focus on what you want to bring in, which is what we'll get to when we do the new moon wishes, that will serve you a lot better. So if you find yourself getting grumpy with someone at the day of the new moon, then have a word with yourself and try and re-steer the conversation. I won't go into all of these in as much detail, but I think that one's really important. Another one, though, to think about is don't neglect your self-care. Now, again, sort of for the same reason, because we've got the new moon, it's a timestamp, it casts a chart for the month ahead, it casts sort of an ambiance and energy for the month ahead. So don't ignore your self-care. The new moon is an ideal time for nurturing yourself. For one thing, it's a very yin time. It's a time where, you know, at the dark moon, we withdraw, we think about what we want. So it's very much a time to take that lovely hot bath in, you know, high grade Epsom salts, or go for a walk, go into nature, meditate, journal, do your oracle cards, whatever you want to do. Do your self-care routines, because as I said, it's a yin time, Y-I-N, which is opposite to yang. So yin is soft and withdrawn and yang is sort of bright and out there. It's a yin time. It's a time to sort of go into the womb. We've had the dark moon. Now we get the new moon where we plant our wishes. And so you want to do your self-care, all right? So really good time. Don't ignore your self-care. Another thing to really avoid at the new moon is to rush around, taking actions without any thought, going too fast, you know, even with your wishes, which I will get to, you know, don't just write them really quickly and chuck the piece of paper aside and get on with the next thing. It's not the time for that, you know. Don't overlook the opportunity for reflection. So take a moment to think about what's happened in the last month, write it down, you know, reflect on it, meditate on it, talk about it with a friend or a counselor, therapist. Don't miss out on the opportunity at this time for some reflection, okay? Because it's a really good time to think about what's been and to start to then think about where does that leave me and where do I want to go now. Okay, number four, do not ignore any opportunities for change that might be opening up to you. The thing is, the new moon is a super powerful time for embracing new opportunities. And, you know, as a part of that, we've let go of things in the dark moon phase. Now it's the time to embrace new opportunities, okay? And also it can be a time when opportunities come up because it's the start of the new cycle. And on some level, we're all connected to all life everywhere. On some level, you know, even those people up in, you know, corporate levels of business who just think about work and money and, you know, profit and loss and all that, even them on some level, they are connected to the cycles of the planet. We are all connected to all life everywhere. So even those people will sometimes be just naturally tuned in, let alone there's obviously more and more very conscious people working in business. So they will be tuned in and there can be opportunities opening up. And remember that starting anything at the new moon is ideal. So if an opportunity comes up around new moon time, especially, you know, just at the time of the new moon or, you know, in the couple of days after, it's a really, really good thing. So don't dismiss any opportunities for change in particular that come up. Now, again, this is something that I hope you will have worked on in the waning cycle, which is making peace with everybody that you possibly can and not holding on to any grudges. So you don't want to be clinging to any past grievances. Really, you should have used the dark moon to release negative feelings, to forgive, let go, okay? Do not be holding on to grudges as the new moon takes place. Now, it's very interesting because on the one hand, it comes back to the idea that this is the start of a new cycle. Whatever you're doing at the new moon can imprint itself on the coming 4 weeks, can dictate how your following month plays out. But also because remember that at new moon, we are going to be making our new moon wishes. And really what we're doing when we make wishes is getting clarity on what we want, because whether we are clear or we are not clear, we are all manifesting 24/7. So the idea is, if you are still holding on to a grudge at the time of the new moon, that's going to cause like negative energy in you, like a nasty buzz, you know, resentment. And what we put out is what we get back. So that's why we did the full moon forgiveness work. And it's also why we do the dark moon release work. Really try to accept whatever's happened in your life, whatever anyone has done. And I know some things are harder to forgive than others. Believe me, I'm just human like you. I know that some things are really, really hard, and it is hard to give up a grudge. But I am telling you, for your own good, to make you a more powerful manifester, do what you have to do in order to feel that you can release the grudge, at least, you know. Just even if it comes down to, like, I always think it's like you can either be slightly condescending, okay, and I'm sure some people would disapprove of this, but, you know, it might work for you. You know, you just think, well, you know, obviously someone said this to me once about, it was a boyfriend at the time, you know, he was doing the best he could with the personality he has. You know, it's not to say people can't try a bit harder, but sometimes people just, you know, they can't behave in a way that has integrity, for example, or they just get so mired in self-doubt and upset that they behave in ways that do seem almost sometimes even unforgivable. But you think, well, you know what, I guess you did your best, didn't you? You know, it might seem a bit condescending to say that, but at the same time, it can release you. I just want to mention something else, you know, and I'm far from being a Bible basher, but I did read the Bible when I was in my teens, about age 14. And funnily enough, I've been talking about this for 20 years, but I've seen some other really big names like Eckhart Tolle and Deepak Chopra now quoting this. So it's not just me who noted this, but there's a section and it basically says, I tell you this, you can have anything. If you believe you have it, it's yours. Okay. If you believe you have it, it's yours. That blew my mind when I was a teenager. I was like, what they're saying, I can have anything. If I believe I have it, it's mine. So that basically is the law of attraction in the Bible. Look up Mark. I'm sorry, you'll have to Google it because I don't know the verse number. But there is another sentence after that, which basically says, but first you have to forgive anyone against whom you have a grudge. First, you have to forgive anyone against whom you have a grudge. So it's even in the Bible. Law of attraction's in the Bible. Not holding a grudge is in the Bible. And, you know, if you're going to use the law of attraction at the new moon to make wishes, then you want to release any grudges that you might have. Okay. So that is number 5. Let me just recap. So I've suggested strongly that during the new moon, you do not start any conflicts. Okay, because you need to remember that what you start at new moon will get imprinted in the chart for the new moon, which then will can affect your whole month. Do not neglect your self-care. Do not neglect your self-care. Very important, because it's a time where you want to nurture yourself, where you want to give yourself a chance to, you know, feel good, because at the end of the day, when you raise your vibration anytime, it's powerful, but especially at new moon, because you're going to be making your new moon wishes. So you want to do some self-care so you raise your vibration. Don't overlook the opportunity to reflect on the past month, because again, that is going to release negativity. It's going to help raise your vibration, and also it's going to give you sort of grist for the mill as you decide what your new moon wishes and intentions are going to be. Number 4 was, do not ignore any opportunities for change coming up, because any opportunities for change which come up at the new moon are ideal, because the new moon is the time for changes and restarts. So it's going to be very well starred, so to speak, if you get an opportunity coming up at the new moon. And also number 5 was, do not hold on to any grudges, for the simple reason that holding on to a grudge keeps you stuck, okay? I could go even further and say, by holding on to a grudge, you stay stuck in the past, because you're focusing on what happened in the past and why you're so upset about it, okay? And what does that do? It keeps you stuck in the past, okay? But it's in the present that we create our future, okay? So if you are stuck in the past, how do you expect your new moon wishes and intentions to work? Because you need to be in the present to create your future. So they are 5 out of the 10 things to avoid during the new moon. And you know what? I'm really sorry. I've spoken so much. I'm going to give you the next 5 next month. So that's 5. What I want to do now is talk about this particular new moon that's taking place this month. And I will get to the other 5 things not to do at the new moon next month. But if you can even just practice those 5 that I've mentioned this new moon, then you will already be streets and streets ahead of the average moon lover. All right, so let's have a look at the new moon that's taking place this week. All right, so this week, the super new moon is taking place in the sign of Pisces. And the first thing I think when I hear the word new moon in Pisces is, the end of a cycle, okay? We're talking about the end of another cycle, because I was saying, you know, the dark moon is the end of the cycle, the new moon is the start of the new cycle. But this new moon in particular in Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. So that means we've had the new moon in Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Moonchild or Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, all 11 signs of the zodiac over the past 12 months. And now we have the last new moon in this cycle, and it's the new moon in Pisces. And I will just give you a little spoiler alert. The next one's going to be in Aries and it's going to be an eclipse. All right, so what do we need to know about the fact that it's the new moon in Pisces, which is the end of the cycle? It means that we're coming to the end of a 12-month cycle, and it's time to really try and start to think about wrapping things up. So maybe when you come to setting your intentions this month, when you come to your manifesting, when you come to your wishes, think about where you need to tie things up and set intentions for tying up loose ends. The key words for this lunation are inspiring, because Pisces is a very inspiring planet. Dreamy, okay, that's a nice one. Romantic and also supercharged, and I will tell you why in a minute. But first of all, let me give you the times of the new moon around the world as well. So if you are in LA on the west coast of the States, it's March the 10th at 1 a.m. Okay, so you want to make your wishes as soon as you wake up. Well, either at 1:01 a.m. Or when you wake up on the 10th. In New York, it's March the 10th at 5 a.m. So if you're on Eastern time, then you want to make your wishes pretty much as soon as you wake up, assuming you wake up after 5 a.m. And the sooner you make your new moon wishes, the better. But if you can't make them until you get home that night, that's fine too. You know, if you can, if it means you're going to actually do all the things we talked about, take a moment for self-reflection, do some self-care, you know, do any last release work you need to do before you make your wishes, that's absolutely fine. You've actually got 3 days of the new moon phase. In London, it's going to be March the 10th at 9 a.m. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to be doing a new moon ceremony on Facebook at some point around then. And then in Sydney, it's March the 10th at 8 p.m. So that's the new moon, and it's on at the top of the hour for once. So let's talk about this new moon, hot off the heels of a rather intense clash between fiery planet Mars and crazy electric planet Uranus. We get this super new moon in the sign of Pisces. So the super new moon, it's not just in watery, poetic, dreamy, romantic Pisces. It's also taking place right near Neptune, which for one thing happens to rule the sign of Pisces, but also Neptune is the planet of dreams and soulmates and music and the mystical and the numinous. So it's a really lovely energy. Now, I will just say Neptune is a double-edged planet, so to speak. All the planets are kind of double-edged in their own way. And it can be the planet of deception and disappointment. So just be careful if you're in a situation with someone you think that they're not being upfront with you. You might be right. But do your best to tune into this beautiful, romantic, dreamy energy of the new moon in Pisces taking place right near the romantic, dreamy, poetic, mystical Neptune, which rules Pisces. So if you're starting to get the picture that this is a sentimental new moon as well, yep, you're right. In fact, the energy now is getting tenser overall. One thing you need to know is that, as I just mentioned, this is the last new moon before we move into the new moon eclipse. So, in fact, we're going to get, in fact, the next lunation will be a full moon eclipse, and then we get the new moon eclipse. So overall, we are moving into pretty tense energetic times, okay? But we do have this sort of last minute of respite. So one of the best things you can do to tap into this particular super new moon in Pisces is to meditate, okay? It's really important. A lot of people resist meditating. You know, it's like, oh, I can't do it. I've got a monkey mind. I'm always talking. My head's always going. Just keep trying. I personally love to work with a mantra. I work with multiple mantras. A really good one is Om Namo Narayani, which means I surrender to the divine, or I surrender to the divine mother. So it's just like meditating on the fact that you're surrendering to the divine. You can also do So Hum. I think I mentioned Deepak Chopra. Deepak Chopra recommends So Hum as a really, really basic mantra. You can also just chant Om, which you can spell O-M or A-U-M, which is a very kind of divine sound. And, you know, like I said, if you feel like you can't meditate, just do your best. There's no such thing as bad meditation. And, you know, no affiliate link or anything. No, I have no affiliation with them, but I know for a fact that a lot of very high-level meditation people use Insight Timer. It's a free app. And it will just, you can just stick it on it and put some beautiful music on, and it will just time it for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, however long you want to meditate, and that will really help as well. So meditation at the time of this new moon will help you tune into the beautiful, romantic, mystical energies. And, you know, and actually another thing you can do if you really don't think that you're any good at meditating, so to speak, is chanting. And that means chanting out loud. So in other words, instead of chanting Om in your brain, or So Hum in your brain, or Om Namo Narayani in your brain, do it out loud. It is said to be slightly less powerful than keeping the energy of the vibration of the Sanskrit in your body. That's what my teacher in India, Sri Shakti Narayani Amma, told me. But it's still super powerful. And I often find that on the days when I really just can't meditate, chanting out a mantra out loud is also really, really good. Another thing you can do is, if you don't want to do that, is just listen to some beautiful music on your earbuds or headphones or whatever you use, and just sit quietly and breathe, you know. If you're listening to music like by Deva Premal, for example, that's going to kind of take you less out of meditation, but you'll still be connecting to your divine self. The whole point is kind of to do the opposite of what I'm doing right now, which is talking 10 to the dozen, and to just breathe out, you know, and give yourself a chance to settle. So also the other thing is, when you are meditating, pay attention to any intuition that comes up, because it could well be that it's an intuition that will inform your new moon wishes, okay? Often you'll find that good ideas will float to the surface as you meditate. In fact, one thing I often do when I'm meditating is I have a pen and piece of paper nearby, especially if I'm doing a long meditation. In my membership, my Mainly Moonology membership, we do a monthly meditation together, and they can be up to 20 minutes long. I don't want to try and hold on to the ideas. I want to release them into the ether. So I write them down and then I just go back to my meditation. So on that note, I'm going to say thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing new moon, and remember to join me on Facebook for the ceremony, and also remember to make your new moon wishes and set some intentions. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you want to take Moonology to the next level and manifest the life of your dreams, join our growing community of magical people who come together to lift each other up as we meditate, manifest, and reclaim the magic that has been inside us all along. Head over to mainlymoonologymembership.com and awaken your true powers.